This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of power with Coach Alfie Townsend. This is the broadcast where we help you take the emotion out of investing, and Coach Alfie Townsend is that person to help you do that. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci, and you are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call us over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie, and he will review your current plan, address your concerns. He's going to answer a question you should be asking: will your income last? And he's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, two beautiful offices there. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the products and services that he offers through the Advantage Retirement Group. And a little bit of a chilly morning here on Saturday, just a few days away from Super Tuesday. And we had a very, very, very interesting and exciting debate this past week, Alfie. And I'll tell you, man, you need to get boxing gloves out to be able to stand on that stage right now. I've never seen anything like it in all the years of politics that I've been watching. Have you?
Oh, it's crazy. Good morning, Southwest Florida. It is exciting. You're right. I've never seen anything like it. They're going after Trump like they're from the left to the right. It's crazy. But I thought he handled himself pretty good. Rubio did get a pretty good shot at him about, yeah, you're repeating yourself.
Yeah, they looked like, Rubio looks like the school teacher, your high school gym teacher, you know, going up against the establishment. And, you know, it was interesting to see. And obviously politics, you know, is at the forefront of everyone's mind this year, as we are in an election year. And, you know, during election years, I don't know if you know off the top of your head, but I mean, obviously the market has been moving up a little bit. You know, the week was pretty good. Considering. Is political year something where, you know, the investors are just sitting on the sidelines watching to see who's going to get in there before they make any decisions, or is it something that they really don't care who gets in left or right?
Well, the markets, it's already priced. That's already priced into the prices of the equity. So, it's very hard to predict who's going to be in. The market's a lot bigger than the presidency, believe it or not. It's gonna work regardless of who gets in. Hopefully, it's someone that has some good knowledge to bring taxes down. They can bring taxes down, get that deficit in order. There's so much growth opportunity out there, and like you said, I think there's plenty of money sitting on the sideline, but it will be an interesting year.
It is. It already is starting off 2016, obviously, with oil dropping to record lows. Obviously, it's inching up a bit, which is a good sign for investors. But we also have the looming of the Fed, you know, raising rates again. And obviously, it seems like whenever the Fed meets and hints that they're going to raise rates, that investors pull back their money. And they're like trying to send a sign to them, aren't they?
I think that's what they do. I think they do try to send a sign saying, hey, this is going to dump the market again. I don't think they'll be raising rates because the market has gone down quite a bit over the last, since January, the market, and it's working its way back. But I just don't see them wanting to raise rates right now to create more havoc in the market. I think it's going to be probably, if they do it in the near future, it's going to be very small. It used to be big chunks at a time. And that really drove the market into a big recession at that point. But I think it's going to be very low rates because, remember, we have the debt, and with the debt, high interest rates, higher payments. So I don't think there's any good reason why they would be wanting to raise rates right now.
Right. And even if the market, obviously the Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ, what you've done in your company is you position people in the global market, don't you? And that causes them to capture a majority outside of just the United States interest, doesn't it? And that protects them as well from any downfall in the United States economy, doesn't it?
Well, what it does, it's that's a very good point, John. As of Monday, you're going to start hearing our new sponsored ad, which is going to be the closing bell at 5:15. And we're going to talk about, you know, what happened in the S&P and the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones and the market. But the market is not just those three. And that's where a lot of investors come in. They're heavy just in the in U.S., which, hey, U.S. is a great place to invest in. But there's a way to invest in international. Even though with the volatility we're having in international, there is a way to invest internationally to reduce your volatility overall.
Right.
And that's where the asset allocation is so important. And, you know, so when people come in, we just got back from a small group, myself, I should say, and there was about 40, 50 people there that was in this group. And it's these top advisors in the country. And you're always learning, John, and you have to learn. If you don't learn, you're dying, I think. And for my clients, that's why I got my CFP, Certified Financial Planner, because I wanted to have the best knowledge for my clients. And that's very important, to have knowledge and to make sure that you're always learning. I don't want to be like my cousin Steve, that really never learned how to work the computer, that did all the editing. I told this story many times. He did all the editing in the 80s for Chrysler commercials, and he was living high on the hog. And then he never really learned how to work the computer. So it passed him by. And I never want to get passed by. I want to always stay ahead with our clients. And that's the most important thing. And that's what we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group. And you can give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And I'm going to talk about an interesting, returns versus volatility. It is when people come in, John, I'm going to tell them why I'm pleading with you guys to give us a call, because it is so important. When people go and check their 401ks, or they're looking at the Morningstar, most people, John, what they look at is the return. So I'm going to give you a perfect example. If you're not driving, if you're at home, or if you are driving and you have someone else in the car, write this down. Because in 2000 to 2015, we had this one fund. There was a one fund that I'm talking about, and it made 5.67%. Okay.
Over that period of time,
okay. Mathematically. Yep. And that was a Vanguard fund, very, very, very low cost. And it was the S&P. And that's what most people have, is the S&P. So, and then there was another fund, and it was 5.66, a little bit less, 5.66. The other one's 5.67 over that same time period. And it was from 2000 to 2015. And that was a fund that Bridgewater, that most people never even heard of. And that fee on that fund was 1.5%.
Now, is that net of all fees?
Yep, the returns are the net of all fees. So it was a very high high cost for a fund, but the returns were the same. So if you were in the, if you're in the 401k and you're looking at just returns, or you're a do-it-yourselfer, or anybody, and you're looking at those two figures, you would say, well, I'm going to take the Vanguard for sure, because everyone knows Vanguard. No one has bad things about Vanguard. You only hear good things. They're low in expenses. They have the same rate of return. Why wouldn't you take it? Well, so that's story number one. And now we flip over to page number two. And this is, I'm going to show you when you come in, and it is so important, and how volatility plays a role, how they got to that 5.67 and 5.66. Well, if you had put $1 million in this account in 2000, the Vanguard account would have grown to 1.8 million, call it. Okay. The other account, the same average, went to 2.3. So $500,000 more by just having an account. Now, what was the difference in the account? The difference was the volatility. the volatility in the Vanguard account in 08, it lost 37%. In 2000, it lost 9%. In 2001, it lost 11%. 2002, it made 22%. But now, look, it made 28%. It even made a 26%, a 32%. This other account, the worst it did was lost 5%, a little over 5%. And the highest it ever made was 15%, not 32%. So are you willing to take a little bit of not make so much on the upper end, you know, when the market goes up, in order not to take a big loss on the bottom end? During retirement, this is so important today. During retirement, if you are taking the risk of trying to hit home runs or making, you know, double digit returns constantly and not taking in consideration how low it can go, this will haunt you in retirement, because now you're looking at this. So if you just had this account, yeah, you would have been at 1.8. The diversified portfolio number two would have been at 2.5 or 2.3, $500,000 more. But the most important part is the next page is sequential returns. That means you're taking money out. You're taking money out of these accounts now. Okay, so portfolio one, which is Vanguard, you're taking this money out. Remember, it has a 5.67% return on an average. You're taking $50,000 out. In those 3 years, you've taken $150,000 out, but the market has brought down the account 9%, 11%, and 22%. In the third year, how would you feel after 3 years of retiring, John? You're retired in 2000. How would you feel with a balance of $500,000 from your $1 million?
That wouldn't be good.
That would be sickening. But that's what people felt at that time. Now, would you have made a change? Most likely, you would have made a change, or you would have wanted to make a change, because people can't handle that. But let's just assume you did not make a change. Hey, and I'm glad you didn't make a change, because the next year it did make 28%, 10%, 4%. 15%. So it was making its money back until 08, when it lost 37%. Okay. You cannot afford in retirement to take the big losses. The trump card, if we call it a trump card, is to look for a little bit less in the good years, look for a little bit less return in the up years, but do not take a big hit in the down years. Because what that did for this portfolio is it brought it down in 15 years, John. They've been taking $50,000 a year out each year for 15 years. It has $363,000. So your million went down to $363,000, okay? $363,000. The other portfolio that doesn't make near as much on the up ends but doesn't lose as much on the down end, it has 1.17, almost 1.2 million still after taking $50,000 a year. The key is you do not want to take the loss. Let's go to a break, because when we come back, I'm gonna give you the reason why it went down. After this break, we'll be right back.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
We're in studio right now with Alfie Townshend and Advantage Retirement Group, and I hear the words DROP program, Alfie. So what is DROP?
Well, DROP is for people that are in the Florida State Retirement Program, and they're about to retire within 5 years. So if you're in that program, there's some things that you have to do, and our office does all the paperwork for our clients and people that are in the DROP, because it is time sensitive, Drew. They have a certain amount of time. They have to take that money and put it into an IRA or their tax on the whole amount. Very important. And there's a lot of people out there chasing these people, and they don't know anything about the program. And we deal with hundreds and hundreds of these people throughout the year with our partners.
It's something that you take care of. You do the paperwork. This is something that's pretty much set it and forget it, just about.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do is we're going to help you retire with confidence.
There you go. So give Alfie a call, 561-1155. He's here year-round, a family business that's ready to help you today. 561-1155, Alfie Townshend and Advantage Retirement Group.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you have saved for retirement, call us over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie and he will review your current plan. He's going to address your concerns. He's going to answer a question you should be asking, and that is, will my income last? He's also going to expose all the hidden fees that you have inside your portfolio that are eating up your returns. Give him a call, 561-1155. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, two beautiful offices, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And you're talking about this incredible comparison, Alfie, and you're talking about one that's taking a drastic volatility versus one that is basically less volatile. So basically, when you take the volatility out of the equation, that is what enables people to really steady the ship through the fog of investing to be able to get to the course they want to get to. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly what I'm saying, John. So let's go back to this. You had two portfolios with the same average return. I don't care if the return was at the beginning of the years of the 15 years or at the end. And it's mathematically, it's the same average return. So if you were just to look at returns, you would say, well, this portfolio has averaged over the last 15 years 5.67, but that portfolio that averaged 5.67 has another number to it, and it's called Sharpe ratio, and it takes the volatility and the returns and gives you a ratio, and the lower that number, the more volatile it is. When you come in to meet with us, we're going to find out what your portfolio Sharpe ratio is to find out what type of risk you're taking, because if that Sharpe ratio is under 80, and drastically under 80, you are going to be in trouble when the market goes down, because you're going to not be able to sustain if you're taking income from this portfolio. Remember what we talk about. People are living longer. They have the 52% chance that one of you will make it to 95 if you're 65 right now. The key is not to take the big losses. There's ways to structure portfolios with some guarantees and some diversification, international and U.S. funds, and different, just a whole different process than what you're currently probably doing. I can assure you that. And at that point, what we want to do is look at what you have and tell you what your number is. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
So we could be, you could be next to your neighbor, and you could say to him, "What'd you earn last year?" And he could say, 5.5%. You could say, "That's what I earned," and basically, you guys could have basically the same money invested in there. But he could be actually $300,000 to $500,000 less in his portfolio because of the volatility that he's taking versus me, even though we had the same return. I mean, that's interesting, and people really probably don't even think about that because they're just thinking about return.
Well, let's do it this way. This is a perfect example in how mutual funds do their returns. They do it by math, mathematically. They do it by mathematics. So let's look at it this way. If you had $1 million and you picked a stock, let's say it's Facebook, Google, whatever it is, and that first year you made 60%. That's pretty darn good.
That'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
That'd be beautiful. So now all of a sudden, your $1 million is now worth $1.6 million.
Right.
Okay. Portfolio number two, it's diversified. It only made 30%. Still not bad. So now portfolio one is at 1.6. Portfolio two is at 1.3. Year two rolls around. Portfolio one lost 40%. Okay. That represents $640,000 loss. Now all of a sudden, your 1.6 is down to $960,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 960. Your portfolio at 1.3 only lost 10%. So now you're down to 130. So you're down to 1.17. The key is this: you're still up almost 200,000 in the less volatile one. Okay, and now if you take the average of both of them, you minus 60 or 40 from 60 is 20, divided into 2 years is 10.
There it is. Yeah, makes sense.
You take 10 minus 30, divide that by 2, it's 10. Both portfolios had an average return of 10, but one is under, it's one is worth 960, and the other one is worth $1.2 million almost.
Right.
And so what the portfolios do, what is so important is to find out which portfolio do you have. That's the question. Which portfolio do you have? And if you want to know which one you have, and if you want to know what your number of volatility is and your return number, you give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. John, the reason I go to these groups is to get information. And sometimes, you know, if you don't go, if you don't learn, you don't get this information. And I knew this stuff. The difference is the way that this CFP was presenting it, how he presented it to his clients. I presented this to my wife this week, and she said, oh, my gosh, I never really looked at it that way.
Right. Nobody does. They just
and
want
I didn't even talk to you about it, and I can tell you didn't look at it that way, too. It's the average. It's math. It's the average. So if you just look at it as, hey, its average return is 10%, average return is 5.67, the key is you cannot take the big losses during retirement, because if you do, you're going to have you could run out of money way, way before your will matures.
That's it. Well, that's why you need a financial coach on your side, folks. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension or enough retirement income and leaving their money in a world of uncertainty where the market goes up and goes down. Smart investors are turning to retirement income strategies that offer a predictable income stream, permanent income that increases with inflation. Alfie Townshend with Advantage Retirement Group designs custom strategies from your retirement savings that can get you market upside without the downside, possibly 100% tax-free, and access to your money at any time. Less than 1% of financial professionals have access to these enhanced tax-free protection strategies. Alfie brings 30 years of experience to you in his free retirement protection kit. Request it now and learn ways you can optimize your retirement benefits and income. Your free retirement protection kit includes the Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits Little Known Strategies Revealed report, even if you've already turned it on. Next, because life doesn't allow do-overs, get Alfie's report, The Good, the Bad, and the Fine Print. Avoid high fees and other potential traps. And also, you'll receive a white paper released by the Insured Retirement Institute on tax-efficient retirement income vehicles. With Alfie's retirement savings and Social Security strategies, you could potentially double your net retirement paycheck, minimize your taxes, and receive retirement protection. Call 561-1155 now. Get your two reports and white paper exclusively from Alfie Townshend. Yours at no cost or obligation. Call 561-1155.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townshend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call us over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, two beautiful offices, and he will audit your retirement. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie. He'll review your current plan, address your concerns, going to answer the question, will your income last, and expose all the fees. And today we are talking about a powerful principle and something that many of you don't really think about. Most people are focused on returns, and Alfie's talking about another number today that basically really shatters that myth of just focusing on returns, aren't you, Coach?
You're right. It's not just a return. It's a way you get the return.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, and you don't know how to get it unless you can reduce the volatility, right?
You want to make sure that you're fighting inflation. So what we're going to do is when we look at your account, we're going to give you opportunities to make double digit returns, but we're not going to give you that opportunity to lose drastic amount of money in your account, because if you do that, then if you're taking income, it messes it all up. So that's why, you know, as a financial planner, a certified financial planner, we're going to look at everything. We're going to look at your income. We're going to look at all the money coming in from Social Security, the money coming in from pensions, royalties, whatever it might be. And we're going to also look at your expenses, because we have to take expenses and the income coming in. And out of this income, let's say your shortfall is $25,000 a year. My simple question to you is this. How much of that do you want to come from the market? And how much of that do you want to come from guarantees? Period. And you say, you know what? Half guarantee, half market, or all market. It doesn't matter. But we can figure it out and we can work a plan for you. And the important part is to make sure that you're in a situation that you know what you have coming in, and that you know that that you're not taking this. There's so many people, John, that take risks that they don't need to take in order to get that return they're getting.
Right.
And that's what we always talk about that the audit your retirement. When we audit your retirement, we're going to do that MRI on your portfolio. We're going to do that MRI, and we're also going to do a portfolio snapshot that tells us what your standard deviation is, what your Sharpe ratio is, what your beta, and all that stuff that you say, what the heck is all that? Don't worry about it. I'm going to explain it when you come in. But once you come in, you're going to see, you know, I've learned more in, you're going to say, and I hear it all the time, Alfie, I learned more in this hour than my advisor in 15 years has talked to me, because they don't want to talk about these things because they don't think, maybe they don't think you can understand it. But as a financial coach, what I like to do is take the complicated and make it simple, because I'm a simple guy. I can take the complicated, and that's my forte, is to make it simple, break it down where you can understand and anybody can understand, because I'm not going to try to, you know, talk above your head or you might be able to handle it. If you're engineers, I can move it up a notch, but they even like to understand if they're going to run out of money. That's the bottom line. Are you going to run out of money or not? So take it over, John.
That's it. Well, that's why you need a financial coach on your side, and that coach is Alfie Townsend. Give him a call at 561-1155, 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie, and he will audit your retirement. He will review your current plan. He's going to address all the concerns that you have, especially will your income outlast you, and expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. In that savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the products and services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci, and you are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. Yes, I'll audit your retirement. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie, and he will review your current plan. He's going to address your concerns. He's going to tell you if your income is established to make it last or outlast you. He's also going to expose all the hidden fees that could be eating up your returns inside your portfolio. Give him a call. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, two beautiful offices, 561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. And Alfie, the first half of the program was absolutely action-packed with information. And really, it was because you took a trip this past week into Nashville, not to go sing some country music. I know that. that.
I did.
But I think you were at the Grand Ole Opry Hotel. I'm not sure. But you got some great information that really can help investors make better decisions concerning their retirement, can't you?
Well, what it does, John, it takes the complicated and simplifies it. And one of the questions that we ask, and this is an acronym called CAN, and I'm going to explain what that means to you. But think about this: when you go into one of the big firms, I don't care which one it is, they're going to have a risk assessment for you. They're going to ask you questions. They're going to figure out how much you can lose that you're comfortable with, and how much you want to make. But that is generic. As a certified financial planner and a fiduciary, we dig deeper. Okay, we dig deeper because this is the difference between what CAN means is this. C is for capacity, and that's what what's the capacity that you can lose. Okay, capacity to a broker is different than us, and I'll tell you how. So what we do is we'll say, okay, here's your capacity, and by doing this snapshot of your portfolio, you went down. You could have lost about, in your portfolio, you lost about 30%. Was that your capacity? No. And then I say at this stage, this is so important, at this stage of your life right now, at this stage of your life, how much do you feel you could lose? And if I ask you that question, the listeners out there, at this stage of your life, how much do you feel you could lose in 1 year? And if you said 30, I said, okay, well, the risk assessment was right that these brokers did. But most typically, and if you said no, 20, now husband and wife could have different, one could say 15, one could say 20,
So do they really mean it? I mean,
you
can throw a number.
I make them look. So if you had a $500,000 portfolio and I said, look, you said your capacity is 21%. Are you willing to give up $106,000? Are you willing to give up $106,000 on your 500 in a bad year? And if you say yes, I circle it and I make you initial it because I want you to own it, because you have to see it. You can't, a percentage of 20%. Oh, it sounds, it's a number, but when you see it in dollars,
sure,
it opens you up. So the next thing is, A is for attitude. What is your attitude for your loss? What is your attitude that you can feel that if it goes down, you're okay with it? Because if you say, some will say zero. We have programs for that too. It's not going to help fight inflation too much, I can tell you that. But if yours is at zero, you shouldn't be in the, you're not going to be in the market at all with us.
Right.
Okay. But if yours is like, 10%, okay, well that I can live with that. Let me see what I can give you with the 95% confident level that your portfolio, with what I structured with our guarantees and with your portfolio, it's not going to go below 10 in a bad, bad year.
Right.
You can live with that.
But at 10 on the low side, you're not going to make the potential for as much in the upside, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you were giving up a little bit of up because we cannot take the drastic downturn at this stage in your life. Because what happens, John, the emotion, we talk about emotions all the time. And if you had portfolio one, like we talked about in the first hour, and that portfolio had a 5.67% return, and you're sucking out $50,000 a year after 3 years in 2000, you would have been down to $500,000, half of your account. Most likely the emotion would have been so embedded in you to make a change that you would have made a change. And that's the worst thing you can do during the worst time. People buy high and they sell low. The average returns of people are like 3%, when if you would have just left it in the market, and the S&P even, it would have been like at 9.5%. So the key is my job as a financial advisor, my job as a financial coach for you, is to put a plan together that you have a solid income plan. Some of it would be guaranteed, some of it would be based on the market, but you have a reduced volatility drastically than what you have right now. In many cases.
And 3.5% isn't going to get it done out there for our listeners, especially if they're working towards retirement or in retirement, is it?
No. So what I do, so the CAN, the acronym is C is for capacity, how what your current situation is, you know, on how low it can go, that, and if your current portfolio, if you don't have it, if you don't do this financial MRI, this audit that we talk about, this audit on your portfolio, you won't know how low you can go. So we can show you how low it can go by taking your numbers. And then the A is your attitude for what your risk tolerance is in actual dollar amounts. And the N is for needs. So if your need is, let's say your need is 4%, okay? So 4% and your portfolio is putting out 2%. That means we have to get 4% out of, or 2% out of a growth portfolio. And if it's in a negative year, you're taking money out of a negative year. So what we have to do is look at, because we have to add more than that, because we have to add inflation, and then we have to add also for unexpected events in the future. So that's why you need to have a plan. If you want to give us a call at 561-1155, that's 561-1155, come in and say, Alpha, you know what, just look at what I have here. You know, I have many people that will come in and I'll say, look, this is what you have. And hey, I'm not going to do business with everybody, because this is an interview. The first appointment is just getting to know each other. And, you know, you might say, Alfie, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to stick with my other guy. No problem. That's your choice. There's no problem. There's no cost to come in, you know, but the thing about it is you will know more after you come in than you did before you did.
That's it. Well, you're listening to Southwest Florida's financial planner, Coach Alfie Townsend. And if you save for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he will audit your retirement. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie. He's going to review your current plan, address your concerns, answer all your questions. He's going to tell you, will your income last the plan that you have right now? And he's going to expose all the hidden fees that are inside your portfolio that you don't know, that could be eating up a lot of your returns each and every year. 561-1155 is the number. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
I'm in studio right now with Alfie Townsend from Advantage Retirement Group. You listen to Alfie every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. He's the host of the radio show Saving the Investor. So, Alfie, hidden fees, it's something that we've talked about in the past. Now, you can't see hidden fees, so is there some way to identify them?
Yes, there is definitely a way to identify them, and it's very important to identify them. We have an analyzer that will show you what your hidden fees are. So that's something, because if you can reduce those fees, you're going to increase returns. So you need to find out what your hidden fees are, because that can tackle inflation and that will help you in a down market. So find out what your hidden fees are. Give us a call and come in and we'll find that out for you.
Alfie has two offices in Southwest Florida, his headquarters on Daniels Parkway close to I-75 in Fort Myers, and an office in Naples. You can get your personal written income plan today. So call Alfie at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Your financial future, it's too important to put this off.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's financial planner. Coach Townsend is available to meet with you in Fort Myers or Naples. Call him over the next 15 minutes, especially if you save for retirement, and meet with Alfie. He'll audit your retirement in Fort Myers or Naples. Two beautiful offices, 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie. He's going to review your current plan. He's going to address all your concerns, answer all your questions, give you a strategy that will be second to none that you've never heard before. And he's going to tell you, will your income last? And lastly, he's going to expose all the hidden fees that could be eating up your returns each and every year. And fees are a big part of people's portfolios. Obviously, the advisor fee, they want to know all that stuff up front. But there are fees that people don't see that definitely don't show up on their reports, does it, that really can eat into their returns?
I think I think we need to take just a few minutes of what you get when you come in.
Yeah.
Okay. So when the first appointment is for me to find out a little bit about you, what you're looking for, what your goals are, and what your needs are. Okay. I'm going to send you home with some homework for expenses and what type of income you have coming in, if it's royalty income, if it's Social Security, whatever it is, pension income. And the other thing we have to find out, will your income stop upon your death for your spouse? So these are things that we have to find out for our clients, for us to put a plan together for you. The other thing, so the second point, when it comes, we're going to do the risk assessment exercise, and we're going to take your portfolio and put a number in there, and it's going to show you, if it goes down certain percentages, what that means in dollars. Okay, so we're going to go over that. The other thing that's so important is this Morningstar report that we do. We do two things. We do a Morningstar report, and then we do a standard deviation report to show you how you can reduce your volatility sometimes by 30-40% and get the same type of return. But what's so important about this portfolio's snapshot is that most people, John, are in follow the S&P, even though they have other program, they have other things invested, but most of it follows the S&P, because they're heavy in the large cap stocks. These are large companies. So by doing that is we're going to show you that how high it can go in over the last 10 years. So this is a question I always ask. Okay, in the last 10 years with your current portfolio, in the last 10 years, your average return was at 6.81. That's your average return is 6.81. Okay. Now, with that being said, do you remember the best year that you had? It was 53.73. And most people don't remember the best year they had. And
I remember that 50% in 1 year.
Yep. And in the last 10 years, the worst was 39%. And everyone remembers that.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers the worst, because the worst hurts you more than the best.
Right.
Remember what I said at the beginning. I said you had a 60% return 1 year because you hit a big stock. The next year it went down 40%. So it made 60, went down 40. It brought it down to under what you put in. And that's you cannot worry about hitting the home runs because of the fact that you have to protect your downsides. You do not want to go down a whole lot. Well, anyway, with that being said, we know what the worst is. We know what the best is. We know what the average is. The key to this whole thing, though, is the next part that we want to talk about. The next part is the fees on this guy's account. And the fees on this account that this client did not see. Okay, he did not see these fees because it was embedded in the returns. It took it from the returns. So out of this this one portfolio, this $1 million portfolio, his fees were 1.93%. This isn't even the advisor fees. These are the fees of the funds. That's $18,800, almost $19,000 a year he was paying for these funds. In addition to that, he paid another 1% for the advisor fees. He was up to almost $30,000 in fees out of this portfolio.
Wow.
And I look at it, and it's funny because it's one that this diversified, we had this American fund, okay? American funds, they're typically very expensive, the American funds. And the reason why they're expensive, John, is I'm going to give you, and most of these brokerage houses like the Edward Jones and stuff, it's called revenue sharing. And we discussed this on this show, but revenue sharing is disclosed as public records. I can talk about it. They all have it. But Edward Jones, they disclose it. One thing about Edward Jones, they disclose it, pretty wide open, so which is nice.
Probably half-point type of it.
No, it's clear? Right there. It's clear, but people don't really understand what revenue sharing is. But these are mutual funds that the brokerage houses have special arrangements with the American funds, with Federated, with Franklin. And so what these funds do is they put a little extra kickback in there to pay to Edward Jones to push them. Okay? Now, does that mean they're going to push them? It's an incentive to push them, and it may even be a conflict of interest. It says that in the statement. It says it may be a conflict of interest. Would you want something that's a conflict of? Would you want to go to someone that gives it could be a conflict of interest for you to do business with them? Are you in this fund because for them or for you? That's the question I would ask.
Sure.
And it's a logical question. But anyway, this in 2014. This revenue sharing created, oh gosh, just on this one fund, just on American Fund alone, American Fund distributions, it was $49 million kickback to Edward Jones, total revenue that it created for Edward Jones. That's money that you could have had as a client in your pocket if you didn't have this extra incentive for these companies. What we have here, what we're talking about here, is a difference between retail and institutional, the difference of what a fiduciary would do and what a suitability is. Suitability is what brokers use. We fall under fiduciary here at the Advantage Retirement Group.
Yeah. And
big difference. So what you have to find out is on this first appointment when you come in, that's why it's so important. I said this show is probably the most important show we're going to have this year, or so far this year, because of the fact that we're explaining to you that the average return doesn't mean it's just a number. It doesn't mean anything to you. What matters is how that return came about. If it was a lot of gains and a lot of losses, because if you had a lot of gains, a lot of losses, you're going to run out of income in the future.
Well, that's right. And that's why you're listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call us over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. 561-1155, 561-1155. You could sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, and he will review your current plan, address your concerns, tell you will your income last, and also expose all those hidden fees that could be eating up your returns each and every year. 561-1155. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension or enough retirement income and leaving their money in a world of uncertainty where the market goes up and goes down. Smart investors are turning to retirement income strategies that offer a predictable income stream, permanent income that increases with inflation. Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group designs custom strategies from your retirement savings that can get you market upside without the downside, possibly 100% tax-free, and access to your money at any time. Alfie brings 30 years of experience to you in his free Retirement Protection Kit. Request it now and learn ways you can optimize your retirement benefits and income. Your free Retirement Protection Kit includes the Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits Report, even if you've already turned it on. Alfie's report, the good, the bad, and the fine print. Avoid high fees and other potential traps. And also, you'll receive a white paper released by the Insured Retirement Institute on tax-efficient retirement income vehicles. With Alfie's retirement savings and Social Security strategies, you could potentially double your net retirement paycheck, minimize your taxes, and receive retirement protection. Call 561-1155 now. Get your two reports and white paper exclusively from Alfie Townsend. Yours at no cost or obligation. Call 561-1155.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. If you've saved for retirement, call Alfie over the next 15 minutes. Call to meet with Alfie to audit your retirement. Fort Myers or Naples, whatever's more convenient for you. He has two beautiful offices, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie, and he will review your current plan. He's going to address your current concerns, answer all your questions, lay out a strategy for you, create an income plan. plan customized for you. He's also going to tell you, will the income plan that you have last you, because you need your money to outlast you? And also, he's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio that could be eating up your returns. 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. And Coach, I know we only have a few minutes left in this broadcast, and it's been an incredible show today, but income planning, you create a strategy and really a system that is tailor-made to each and every person. What goes into that? Obviously, you want to get them into the market possibly, and also a guaranteed vehicle. You have basically three streams that you can funnel them into, don't you?
Yeah, and it makes sense, John. So what I want to do is, first of all, reduce the volatility, because how we reduce volatility is of course, through diversification and through some guaranteed vehicles. But the other thing is that we want to make sure that we're not scaring you to say, hey, listen, you're going to, you know, if you put all your money here, you're going to, you know, not fight inflation, you're going to run out of money. Or the thing is to make sure that you understand what you have. And by understanding what you have, is that's why we invite you to give us a call, to come in and do a risk assessment and do the risk fee, you know, the fees that you're currently holding, especially if you have, people don't realize, John, how much they have in fees and variable annuities. These variable annuities are inundated in fees. You're looking at, like, this one account, this mutual fund had an average of 2%. Well, you can add another 2 to 3% on top of a variable annuity, so you could have 4 to 5% in fees that you don't see in a variable annuity. So we have to look at your whole picture. We have to look at your whole picture. And the number that we want to go back to is this. You want to know what your standard deviation is in your portfolio, because that does measure your volatility. So it's important to understand that. So I can say, if you have a standard deviation of 15 and ours is 10, has the same rate of return, that means it's a 50% less volatile portfolio. So that's number one. But the other number that we want to always talk about is the Sharpe ratio. And what the Sharpe ratio does, it measures your risk in your portfolio by your returns. So the lower that number, the better. So let me give you an example. If you were listening from the beginning, we talked about two different portfolios that had the same average return. One was at 5.67 over the last 15 years, and the other one was 5.66. Okay, if you would have just looked at that, and you had a Vanguard account, and then you had the other one was a diversified portfolio that no one's ever heard of the manager, not like, compared to Vanguard, you would have just looked at that and said, I would go with Vanguard. And what happened with the Vanguard one, you would have been running out of money because it was so volatile, ups and downs, to get that return. Because we don't want the market, this is the most important part, we don't want the market to be the only prediction or dictator of your if you're going to have a successful retirement. Let me say that again. We do not want to depend only on the market, because if you just depend on the market is volatile. It's up, it's down. But to have part of it in the market, part of it in some guarantees, you're going to be in a much better place to reduce that volatility. But to give you an example why you need to know what the numbers are inside your portfolio, the standard deviation, the returns, but the other number is called the Sharpe ratio. And if you would, and if I showed you this return of 5.67 with Vanguard, and the Sharpe ratio was 0.29, what does that mean to you? And the other Sharpe ratio was 0.91. That means, well, the higher ratio might be better. No. It is. The higher ratio is much better than a lower ratio. That means you're not getting rewarded for the returns that you're getting with that. And we would have known right then off the bat that you would not have wanted that portfolio, because it was too much risk for the return that you were getting. Isn't that a great thing, John, that you can take math and science and the knowledge that we have to find out if you're taking undue risk, if you're taking too much risk to get that return? And that's what we do here is putting that whole, you know, when we audit your retirement, we're going to put that whole plan together for you on that second appointment. We're going to show you what you have and the time that you're going to spend with us. You're going to say, you know what? No one's ever really explained it this way. And that's what our goal is, to educate you, to say, you know what, I feel much better in my retirement right now because I understand what I have in my income. I have a true income plan, because most people, John, they do not have an income plan.
That's it. Well, I believe that math and science, obviously, from this broadcast today, is a lot better than stock picking or track record investing. And that's why you need a financial coach on your side, Alfie Townsend. And you are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you save for retirement, call us over the next few moments of this broadcast. Jot this number down, 561-1155. You can call during this broadcast, after this broadcast, during the week, whenever. Call to meet with Alfie, and Alfie will audit your retirement in Fort Myers or Naples. He will sit down with you and review your current situation. He's also going to address your concerns, answer all your questions that you have, tell you if your income will last, and expose all the hidden fees that are inside your portfolio that you don't know that could be eating up your returns each and every year. 561-1155, 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you will find a wealth of information on Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here. I know we're close to Super Tuesday, but this has been a Super Saturday, and it's always been a pleasure coming into your home or vehicle. And until next time, stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.
The news and talk of Southwest Florida, 92.5 Fox News.